everyone. Welcome to the Parkscope Unprofessional Podcast Hour. Wow, we have so much news for you today. We don't know how to handle ourselves.
You know, they say no news is good news.
You said it. Oh.
So
joining us is Lane. Happened. Lane, how are you doing?
I'm having a wonderful evening. Great. Just cooked dinner. Feeling great. Got a new podcast set up. New office is almost done.
Cool. Are you enjoying National IPA Day?
I am not. I'm enjoying National. Just got back from vacation. I should take a week or two off of drinking week.
Oh, I understand that. I have a blah, blah, blah IPA, Imperial IPA, from 21st Amendment Brewery in San Francisco.
That's got a little kick in the pants.
There we go. Yeah, it's a nice, very greenish can. Very nice.
Okay.
See if I can get some ASMR here with this pouring. Probably not. Okay, that's fine. But yeah. smells good. But it's a good beer. Having a good time with it. So
tonight was supposed to be the big Horror Nights announcement podcast.
We guessed.
Well, we got
something.
12 houses. We got 6 shows. The whole place is just going to be one big scare zone. All of your favorites are definitely going to be houses this year.
They said, yeah, let's bring back Chance this year and we'll do it right. The whole 9 yards.
Yeah. We can do Chance and Jack. There's going to be a magic show with blood and gore. Like, everything you'd really ever want was going to get announced today. And we had had a month of buildup leading up to this. And, you know, Horror Nights fans get a little antsy. We love you guys. But y'all get a little antsy about stuff. And not much happened today. They just made some more announcements and said you could sign up for a sweepstakes. And the site crashed because we were all trying to sign up for a sweepstakes at the same time. I already have a hotel room for when I go down, so it's like I'm already going. But I guess that's why they don't have to market, because the locals that are going to go for one night are going to go for one night. The locals that are going to go 10 nights are going to go for 10 nights. The out-of-towners that have weekend trips planned already have weekend trips planned because we know the dates. Like, they don't really have to advertise. It's going to be full.
Yep. And also, like, the people who are on the fence about going, they saw American Horror Story and The Shining, and they're like, yep, I'm booked. Let's do this.
And then we got Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Yeah. But we're getting ahead of ourselves right now.
We got some
other news to talk about. Or do you want to start with Halloween Horror Nights 27?
Let's start with Halloween Horror Nights, since that's what tonight's show is supposed to be all about.
Yeah, so, I mean, I am... So do you want to talk meta first, or do you want to actually talk the announcements?
I don't know what meta means.
Okay, let's talk about the announcements first. So, last week, we had, right after the podcast, of course, they announced Ash vs. the Evil Dead for Halloween Horror Nights 27. Universal Hollywood and Universal Orlando have announced Ash vs. Evil Dead. I keep putting the there, sorry. Ash vs. Evil Dead Maze will transport guests in the town of Elk Grove, Michigan, where they will encounter deities, people, or subjects possessed by evil demons that have been unwillingly unleashed by Ash Williams again. Based off the television show On Stars with a Z, the TV series is a follow-up to the original The Evil Dead movie, which debuted in 1981, starring Bruce Campbell as Ash Williams. Known for its comedic horror plot lines, guests will come face-to-face with disturbing characters and iconic comedic and gory scenes from seasons 1 and 2.
I love Bruce Campbell.
It's going to be good.
This is the first big house announcement that I was like, oh yeah, I'm definitely going to go through this one 3 or 4 times. Like, you know, I'm not the biggest horror movies fan, so these houses a lot of times are like, oh, you got to know this scene from this or this from this. I'm actually going to go try to watch some of this show and enjoy this house like everybody else gets to enjoy, you know, houses that they were excited about or movies that they've seen or that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. So there was a leaked layout of Halloween Horror Nights 27 kind of going around. I don't
a real one?
No, it's, come on. So, I don't know where this house is located on that, but this, to me, like, screams Shrek. Like, the Shrek house.
Shrek or the double? I guess American Horror Story is probably getting the double.
Yeah, American Horror Story is getting double. Shining is where Exorcist was last year. Then they have, like, the corner full of, like, back in New York, they'll have all, like, some of the exclusives. I saw this. The originals. I saw this either, like, in one of the tents or somewhere. I'm not really sure, but I think Shrek would be a good location for this, but that's just me. Because it just rings, it rings to me like a Shrek house. I don't know.
Make it fun. That's what you gotta do.
Yeah, so...
Even if it's less gory, even if it's less scary, just make it fun.
Make it fun.
Less shockingly scary. Just make it fun and make it silly. That's what that needs to be.
Just the constant clap emojis. Make it fun, right?
I mean, yes.
I'm actually looking up that layout because I want to... Well, let's see. I'm trying to find that layout. I'm sorry. This is riveting. Absolutely fantastic radio right now, as you can tell.
It's going to be fun, and I kind of like how they either haven't had a plan or said, well, we'll take whatever percentage of this marketing budget, and we'll just put it into the show this year. Like,
yeah. So what they have down is Jigsaw in the Shrek, in the Shrek area, which is going to be based on the Jigsaw movie, and Ash versus the Evil Dead would be located, it looks like, in the Parade Building, where Halloween 2 was last year, or where Roanoke was in 24.
It probably makes sense to put that in a Parade Building so they can already be working on it slash almost done with it.
Great point. Yeah.
If it's got effects or silly dancing skeletons and that kind of thing, mm-hmm. it makes more sense to put that there than it does in a tent or a Shrek they have to hustle into.
So I have open, let's also cover this real quick. I've opened the rumored slash hinted at slash speculation kind of park layout for Halloween Horror Nights. So basically someone took that gray and white USF kind of design, you know, the park that's like at a 3/4 angle. And they did it like they did previous years where they marked all the scare zones and they marked where the houses are. So the rumored house list.
Okay.
And also location, so, you know, that whole entire plan. American Horror Story, where it was last year. The Shining, where The Exorcist was last year. Angels and Demons, which is a new house, an original house.
A Matt Brown book?
I don't think that's it, but it could be. That's where, I believe, Ghost Town was last year. Bayou of Blood is where The Walking Dead was last year. Then there's the Bloomfield House of Horrors, which is where Chance was last year. Vampire Children, which is where the Texas Chainsaw Massacre was last year. Harvest of Souls is another rumored original house. That's going to be where, what was last year? Tomb of the Ancients. And then Ash versus the Evil Dead in the Parade Building, where Halloween 2 was, and Jigsaw in Shrek, where the Krampus was. So do you want to hear about the rumored scare zones?
Sure, bring it on.
So the first scare zone is in front of Minions, and it's simply titled IP Zone. So, I don't know. Up in New York is The Purge again. Sound familiar?
Yep.
In the San Francisco area is Sci-Fi Creatures.
Ooh, that could be fun.
That could be cool. So this is the one that's kind of weird because it doesn't make much sense. But Trick or Treat, the movie, that's going to be in the Central Park area in front of, between Simpsons and between Simpsons and Horror Makeup.
Okay.
And then just Festival is the other one, and that's in Hollywood.
Oh, my goodness. If that is a various holidays-themed scare zone, that's going to be awesome.
I'm thinking it
like
may
be... Like a Bloody Santa and an Easter Bunny and a...
Could be.
You could do so much fun stuff with that.
I'm thinking maybe Day of the Dead kind of themed. Like
an Epcot?
Yeah. Dia de los Muertos.
Disney Pixar's Coco, coming out December 2019.
Exactly. So, Halloween Horror Nights. There we go.
It's coming in hot.
It's coming in hot. So hopefully we'll know more in about a month or so. Okay, so Lane, where do you want to go next?
You have August 16th on the notes, and I have no idea what it's about.
August 16th is National Roller Coaster Day.
Woo-hoo!
Did Did you know that?
I did not.
And guess what's happening on August 16th?
All the announcements.
All the Cedar Fair announcements are happening.
Oh, I'm so excited. Okay, so, I usually do a Labor Day trip or have some fun with it. I am more excited for this Cedar Fair releasing all of its information than I am for anything else this entire month. And I'm in a friend's wedding, and I'm more excited to see what Cedar Fair is going to announce everything it wants about.
You're more excited to see what happens at Mean Streak than your buddy's wedding.
Okay. I need to know what Railblazer is all about. I need to know. Oh, it's so excited.
Cool.
And I have it at the bottom of the page. But on that note, RMC Mean Streak looks so cool.
It does.
It's going to be such a good ride.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be that good for like 5 years, which is a long time for a wooden roller coaster to be good.
Like really, really good.
Yeah, it's going to be excellent for 5 or 7 years, and that's outstanding, especially where that ride is, way out there on the peninsula.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so pretty up there.
Yep, and then we got New Hurler.
Yeah, what's New Hurler going to be?
We don't know.
They're doing freaky stuff about it. I heard a rumor that King's Dominion's getting Knott's boomerang.
Really?
Sure, I heard it. It probably isn't true. But yeah. I heard it.
Sure, why not?
Somebody's got to get that boomerang.
Yeah,
if
that's
not,
what King's Dominion needs, a boomerang.
If not, Matt Wiemet, call me. I would love to put a boomerang in my backyard.
Yeah, that would be... I just want to see... I want to know about the complaints from your neighbors.
That'd it's fine. I would just make it happen. Everybody else grew up with a Vekoma boomerang at their home park,
yeah.
And I did not. So I am like so, and I was too scared to ride the Deja Vu, the mega boomerang, when he had one of those that is now in Brazil. But I think they're so fun. I love them. I always will go do a Vekoma boomerang.
Mm-hmm. So then the next thing we have is Knott's is going to get a coaster, I think.
And oh, same maybe. With
well, Great America is definitely getting a new coaster. But we think Knott's is, but we're not
Do
sure.
Do we know Great America's ride? Is that going to get some weird RMC stuff?
I don't know. I
remember
it's
the
be
teaser
new.
Was like 5 new rides, 2 you've never seen, and 2 conversions.
Well, Wiemet said that they're getting 4 new coasters in parks next year. And we know King's Dominion.
Yeah.
We know Cedar Fair.
Yeah.
And we know Great America.
Well, do we know what Great America's getting?
No.
Okay. So. And we don't know if even Knott's is getting the ride for next year.
I heard Knott's, but I don't know.
So I heard a rumor on a show the other day that Knott's is going to get a hyper because they've applied for some height stuff, and that would be the station. And then it would just kind of go around the outskirts. That doesn't sound reasonable to me. I have a better hyper rumor coming up next.
Yeah.
I think Carowinds could get stuff because I still think they're trying to make Cedar Point South.
Yeah.
And they have all the room they want.
I think Carowinds got a lot of stuff over a little while of time. So, I don't know. I mean, yeah, Carowinds. I mean, they're probably going to get something. Although I think Carowinds may go for the improved water park scenario. Like
correct, which is just money. As coaster fans of those big parks, if they expand their water park, that means their main park's not going away.
Yeah.
That means they're going to make good money, and their main park's not going away.
Yeah. So I think Carowinds is probably going to get water park. I think Kings Island's going to get water park stuff.
Yeah, because Kings Island's got a bunch of room too, right?
Yeah, they got a bunch of room. I've heard
bunch
some
of
stuff.
Land.
I've heard some stuff about Kings Island in the future. I'll just
near
leave it.
Future, far future,
future. Yeah. I'll leave it at that. I hear that they're looking at another coaster,
for 19 or for further down the road.
You know what? Let's say 19.
Okay.
Why not? I think, you see, my thing like with the Cedar Fair parks is I think they all need like 1 or 2 dark rides in them to really make it really great.
All the ones that I visited have one.
Well, Cedar Point doesn't.
Cedar Point has 0. But
all the Boo Blasters are broken and janky. So
yeah,
they
but they're still
like
fun.
But they
could use a dark ride and even better a People Eater dark ride.
Well, they need to refurbish what they have and add another, I think. And I think if Kings Island had a refurbishment for Boo Blasters, and then you like put in one of those Triotech rides.
Yeah, like Iron Reef.
Yeah, with a little bit of a coaster segment, like indoors. Not a big one, just a little bit of a one. I think then you have an instant, like, must-do for all, like, kids in the park.
I think that has huge potential to be a franchise. If you get that Triotech right with that little bit of coaster and good shooter stuff, and I don't think they did that with Iron Reef.
No, they
did. But the
not.
One they did before that, I think
Canada's
they...
Canada's Wonderland.
The one at Canada's Wonderland looked awesome.
Yeah.
And you could franchise that. You could even make it all the same. You could even put an IP on it. Like, there's a lot you could do with that and franchise it out and go, we're putting it in 8 parks in the next 5 years.
I also, what I like about, well, and also you can put one in Cedar Point, you can put one in King's Dominion. I think just having, like, two, and plus, that also applies very well to their whole entire idea of, like, opening these parks for Christmas. Like,
correct.
The water rides won't be open, I'll tell you that right now. And some of the coasters may not be able to, but you're going to get those dark rides open for sure.
And does Kings Island do Christmas stuff?
Kings Island, I think, is doing Christmas stuff this year for the first time.
Okay.
I think. I'm not sure. Cedar Point does not, because that peninsula is real wicked.
It freezes up, right? Doesn't the bridge freeze up and stuff?
The bridge doesn't freeze up because there's people living on that peninsula and people have to go to work. Because remember, Cedar Fair's headquarters is on that peninsula.
It is?
Yeah, it is.
I thought it was in Sandusky. I thought it was like next to the Carousel Museum.
Dude. Like we were going to Melt, and we were like, oh yeah, that's where like we met works. Like if you look for their like headquarters,
man, I would move that to Southern California so fast.
He likes Ohio. He didn't like when he was out in California with Disneyland. Don't you remember that?
No, I don't.
That was a whole thing with Disneyland. Like he liked Disneyland working there, but he didn't like moving his family out there.
Okay.
Anyway, but like, yeah, it's real rough. During the winter time in Cleveland, so that could be real bad real quick. So Cedar Point would be hard, but I could see them doing it. Like, I would love to see Cedar Fair really invest in improving the causeway. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. But that's not announced for next year.
No, that is not announced for next year. So
so we don't know what Knott's going to get at all. At all.
Yeah, I haven't heard.
I don't
anything.
Even have an inkling, and that could be a 2019 ride. So that could mean one of the other parks we were talking about gets the fourth or fifth coaster for next year.
I think if Knott's focuses on improving the park and then adds a major coaster and another ride for 2019, that's when you get all the people coming to Disneyland, and they also go to Knott's.
Or all the locals go to Knott's because Disneyland is going to cost $145 a day. To do Disneyland and Star Wars,
and they're blocked out half the
correct. And your AP's $1,400 a year.
Yeah.
So exactly. So that's where they can go. We have Street and Sphere. We have good fried chicken. We're going to have fun festivals. We are the Disneyland you grew up. And Knott's going to really ring that.
That'd be amazing.
We are Disneyland for 19. So that's us.
Yeah. Okay. So we have. Those announcements from Cedar Fair. Do you want to talk a little about Busch Gardens Williamsburg?
Yeah, I heard rumors that Busch Gardens Williamsburg is putting in Spain. They've already registered for a Madrid trademark.
Interesting.
Leading up to the 2019 season, 2018, 2019. And then they have applied for a 310-foot clearance.
So you think they're going to get a Giga?
So I think we're going to go Giga.
Hmm.
Put it. You could cross the river, or not? Is it the river? I think it's a road right there, up like past where Apollo's Theater is. You put the station in one place and run it in the field over near where close to the brewery is. If you're riding Apollo's Theater out,
hey, so Lane,
that's a rumor I heard.
You're kind of fading out a little bit. Make sure Skype's in the front of the window that's selected, and make sure your microphone's good. You're just kind of fading.
I was talking articulately.
Okay, yeah, you're being Italian.
Yes. So, I think Spain's going to happen. I think a Hyper's going to happen. And, man, we will have quite a corridor of roller coasters between I-305, Apollo's Chariot,
new Spanish Giga 325 and the good Intimidator all right on top of each other.
Yeah.
That is, like, such a blessing if you like those kind of rides.
It's going to be a blessing. Like, the East Coast is doing amazing. Like, you could drive, like, from Atlanta, where you're at, all the way up the coast and go all the way probably to New Jersey, head over Pennsylvania, get to Ohio, and you've hit probably some of the best parks with the best coasters in the country.
Yeah, and with Carowinds bulking up, you can really, because it's just a four-hour drive, then another four-hour drive. Like, if you wanted to hit all these at once, or if you were from out of the country, you know, I'm going to come to the States and ride roller coasters for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's the trip you're making.
Yeah.
You're getting a car and you're hitting all those. It's such a blessing to get such great rides kind of close.
I'm having some real deja vu with, like, getting a Cedar Fair annual pass and, like, flying down to Atlanta and us driving up the coast over a week, hitting all these parks.
Really could.
We could do that.
Really, like, could.
We could. And then we could buy our way into Busch Gardens and then Six Flags Great Adventure.
The Maryland one.
Yeah. New Jersey, and then we can hit...
Oh, New Jersey. Yeah. I need to do the Philadelphia stuff and work my way up.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to happen next.
Well, you need to do Hershey.
Yeah.
Hershey.
I've only been to the South.
Okay.
The Dark Ride was good.
Yeah, we need to go to Hershey. We can do Kennywood. Kennywood's getting a new coaster next year.
What are they getting?
Alan was saying some sort of RMC coaster.
Oh, probably one of the good new ones.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but that's what they said. RMC launched is what he said. So I'm not sure quite yet.
I rode the only good RMC launched. And so, by that, I mean, I rode Lightning Rod last year.
Ouch. Yeah, Jeff did not get to ride Lightning Rod last weekend when he was at Dollywood. So, yeah, and then we got Kennywood, then you got Cedar Point, and you have Kings Island.
Yep.
So, yeah.
It's not all far.
Yeah, it's all... I mean, it's far, but it's not, like, far, far. But,
it's
yeah.
not, like, far.
Yeah, it's not, like, far. So, what do
you
want to
talk about
now?
The one, the bird in the hand's worth two in the bush?
Sure, you go with it. Lead it.
I'll go with it. We're talking, as of today, got announced the first Raptor Trek installation from RNC.
Wonder Woman Golden Lasso coming to Six Flags Fiesta Texas.
The Lasso of Truth.
It does not say Lasso of Truth.
I thought it was Lasso of Truth.
Reading.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
It just says Golden Lasso.
Hmm.
So it might be a Lasso of Lies. I think Golden Lasso would have been a good name for this ride, but they had to put Wonder Woman in. So I joked today on the internet that Raptor Trek is a feminist icon now.
You should never joke on the internet. You know how serious we are.
Internets. Never joke on Twitter.com. Coaster will be visually stunning. They're excited about it. If you remember, Iron Rattler came here kind of before we had heard about a lot of RMC stuff. We're like, God, that's really good. Like, the work they're doing is great there. So I hope this is the same kind of thing, or they're going to try it out here and bring out the big guns for when they really need it. Not that this ride's not going to be good. It's going to be an awesome ride. Wonder Woman will climb a 113-foot hill, drop about 100 feet straight down at 90 degrees, hit a top speed of 52 miles an hour. Overbaked turns, free-floating section. Guys, it's just a regular roller coaster, but the track's cool. And they can do more tilty stuff, as RMC is apt to do. Use the iBox track, which is basically an I-beam that is a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
They made it up. This is the Raptor track. The videos from their yard where they were testing this look so cool. Now, they also have a T-Rex track, which is the same thing but a lot bigger.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not important for today.
So I think the Raptor track is 15 inches wide,
okay.
15 and a half inches wide. I think the T-Rex coaster is wider track, which allows for the wider coaster trains. So it's
and
more expensive.
More people and more capacity. The only gripe
yeah.
I have about this ride.
Well, actually, there's two gripes, but you go with the first gripe.
The biggest gripe
mm-hmm.
is 8 people and 3 cars. So we're not going to put people through this.
So this has, each train has one person per row. So you're not even going to be sitting with someone you know. You have to sit, yes, like, individually on this coaster, and there's eight people per train.
Which, sitting next to someone is one of the fun parts about riding roller coasters.
Oh, yeah.
That's my gripe against VR, is you're outside, you're with your friends, this is the way it is, and, you know, it's not, it doesn't make Disneyland Splash Mountain or Disneyland's old bobsleds any worse. Or Space Mountain in Disney World. You sit in a straight line, it's still fun. But, man, you wish you could sit next to somebody. But it is really only a 15.5-inch wide steel track.
Yeah.
That's V small. What was your gripe?
My gripe is that for such a slick and modern, minimalist track design, that really, it kind of really punctuates the skyline, sort of like what's the guy, do you know the illustrator who would just draw with like a single like line the whole time?
No.
Oh shit, I forget his name. But he, like, they did the Rhapsody in Blue segment in Fantasia 2000 based around his
Okay.
So, like, the and then also, like, in Simpsons, in Moe's at Universal Florida, they have his drawings, like, but it's, like, Carl and Homer.
Okay.
This very kind of simplistic, very clean,
sexy, stripped down, kind of monorail-y.
Yeah, very
what the monorail stands for, a lot of that's here.
Yes. It's mono equals one, rail equals rail. The problem I have is that the supports for this coaster look like trash.
Heard you say this earlier.
Yeah.
I entirely disagree.
Really? Okay, so
I think it looks it looks a little spacey. It feels like a space alien or something. I think they look cool.
Okay.
I think they look cool, and I think they look different. It doesn't look like California Screamin' or, you know, the Coney Island Cyclone. It doesn't look like a traditional roller coaster, and I like that. You can tell it's something different because the supports are something different.
Okay.
But I bet that's what makes it cheaper.
Well, exactly. So one of the things
cheaper,
mm-hmm.
let's say what we mean when we say cheaper. Cheaper for Six Flags to
buy,
publish,
and
to
build,
buy and install.
Yes.
I bet that's what they sold. RNC is selling companies on, man, this is going to be cheap. It's cheap to run. There's less parts. And I think that's what comes in with the structure is, hey, we can use this few amount of supports if we set it up like this.
Exactly.
And we can get you a roller coaster at half the price of other people for the same thing.
So my main issue is that, like, the main lift hill and everything, they're using sort of like a box, almost like Top Thrill Dragster meets Cheetah Run design for the lift hill, which then supports a lot of the other coaster elements below it with some other weird kind of steel supports. So my issue is that it looks clunky, and it kind of goes against its somewhat sleeker, modern interpretation for what this ride is. Like if you look at something like Millennium Force, which I know is a different coaster, blah, 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 whatever. But if you look at that, like, there's a certain design aesthetic that really highlights that track and really just kind of the supports back away. This just screams, like, supports everywhere, which is my
issue.
You
know what it is. It's the red and yellow.
The famous red and yellow that was made famous by Cedar Fair, that Six Flags is now taken up.
Well, the red and yellow is so bright, and the red is so shocking on green trees and rock-colored rocks that the red and yellow sticks out so much.
Maybe.
Man, there's one cool element in this. I'm looking at it now. Like a crazy overbanked corkscrew thing, which is just some RMC stuff, but, like, man, that looks cool. It's going to be a fun ride. It's kind of far away for me to get to. I probably will not go next year, but I'm very interested to see how this goes because I could see them putting this everywhere.
Yeah.
Smaller footprint, cheaper to build, still a good ride.
It seems like
I could have one of these in 20 years.
It seems like one of the – well, so that's what's interesting I want to mention is that the Raptor track design – of I've pulled up some of the larger images of this. One of the interesting things of this design is that it is a cheaper design, but it's only going to put like 240 people an hour through this ride.
Yeah.
Which is insanely, insanely low. That's like an Aero Boomerang level of badness there. It'll probably be lower. But what works is that it is a simple kind of track design. It's compact. It probably will definitely deliver the thrills. And it's just kind of insane. So
yeah, it's got good RMC stuff to it.
But man, I just, oof. Eight people per train, and those track supports just are, ooh.
In my opinion, this is the best Family Entertainment Center coaster that they could have made. If this were a Fun Spot, this would be the hit as a paper ride, ride at a paper ride park. Man, it would be the hit of all hits.
This screams Fun Spot to me.
It screams Fun Spot. Like, I would not be surprised if Fun Spot says, yep, we're putting the same one in as soon as we can buy it.
Yeah, this really, yeah, Joe, Fun Spot right here.
Did you know Fun Spot bought another park recently?
Yes, I did. I think it's in Georgia, isn't it?
Did you know? Okay, I think I was listening to y'all talk about this on Parkscope, and I drove by it like minutes after you said that. It's
really?
On the south side, kind of near the racetrack. Yeah, I don't remember which specific, but it's on the south side of Atlanta, probably 30 minutes south of downtown.
Mm-hmm.
But Fun Spot bought a big Atlanta Family Entertainment Center, which means that I'm going to get another good wooden roller coaster in the next 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, probably.
Speaking of me getting a new wooden roller coaster.
Yes.
And this is what we call a transition.
Oh, good segue.
Georgia Cyclone has closed. It's down. It's done. That ride was rickety. I could not ride it past about the second or third car from the front as an adult because it was just darn rickety and not that fun for what it was. But the Cyclone was good. It was just very rickety and kind of a beat your back up kind of ride. Man, I have no idea what they're going to put in there.
You think they're going to RMC it?
I would like them to RMC it. I don't think it's big enough. It's too simple of a design. It's too compact of a shape. It's not that much land. And you know what Six Flags puts on small plots of compact land now?
Mm-hmm.
That dumb 4D coaster.
Oh, true. Oh.
So that's what, and that's right in the front. Like, that's even before you get to the parking lot. Like, this roller coaster is in the front of the park. The front of the park. It's right there. Very, very front.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to put the 4D ride, the 4D roller coaster right there. And I don't have any inclination. I mean, I don't have any inside information. That's just what I feel is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not excited about it, that.
Darn.
That's not my flavor. I haven't ridden it. And I feel like that's one I would go to a park and go, I don't really want to go on that one. I'm going to pass on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been on one of those?
No, I have not. Nope.
Either with the calculated spins or the free spins.
Nope, I haven't been on any. Well, I've been so the calculated spins. I've been on X2.
Okay, at Magic Mountain,
which blew my mind.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I loved X2. Okay. But
so
like
the calculated spins might be different because then it's like kind of rocking with the way the motion goes. But I think like all those Joker rides are just free spinners.
Yeah, but also X2 is like a full roller coaster as opposed to that compact design.
Yeah, where it's just a ribbon folded in on itself. I don't know. I think it's a parking lot flat ride, and
that's what it reminds me of.
Masqueraded as a coaster.
It reminds me also of the old SNS Screamin' Squirrel design.
What was that?
Don't you remember this? Oh wow.
No, this was probably before my time.
Yeah, this was before your time. This was like a SNS design right after their Thrust Air 2000 prototypes. This was their similar dual steel I-beam with the inflated tire coaster design.
Oh, but inflated tires.
But yeah, that's a thing. So what happened was the coaster would be one of the ribbons folding in on itself. But you'd go upside down, and it would heavily break over the turns, and you'd kind of go down, and you'd be heavily suspended, and then you'd kind of come up, and all sorts of stuff. I'll show you an image of it so you can see it, but I think there's only been, like, one or two installations of it, and it never worked very well, so what a surprise.
Inflated tires are a bad idea.
Yeah, make sure to tell King's Dominion that about Hypersonic Youth. XLC.
Future roller coaster designers that listen to our show, please do not use inflatable tires. Yeah. Inflation is a very fuzzy thing.
Yes,
very
it is.
Good for very good for cars or bicycles, where you need to absorb some things, but roller coasters need to be calculated. And they need to do the same thing every time.
Yep. So also where? Where?
That's getting replaced, that is 6 miles from my house, is going to be something I'm not excited about. However, if I have to come on here and eat crow and say, well, they're putting something really awesome there, or I'm getting a wild mouse in the dark, or something really wonderful, then I'm okay with that. But it feels so much like Six Flags is going to put the 4D ride right there. The one complaint people were saying, so it takes like over Georgia, the Gotham area is on its own, tucked in the back thing.
Yeah.
Near Mindbender, and they have their Batman suspended, and they put the Ring of Fire Harley Quinn ride or whatever back there. And this would be on the other side of the park, so they couldn't theme it to Gotham or the Joker or whatever, but I don't feel like that would slow Six Flags down.
Mm-hmm.
You just theme it to something else. Just call it Goliath.
Mm-hmm.
That was a Goliath joke. No one's here to laugh at it.
No.
That's a pretty funny joke, because they only have four names.
Yep, that is true. And one of them is Golden Lasso, or Lasso of Truth. So.
Yeah, which they use for some of those Ring of Fires.
Very true. So, next up, let's talk about some Star Wars, shall we?
Bow, bow, bow.
Right? So,
Star Wars Cruise? We talking Star Wars Indoor Laser Experience?
We are talking about Star Wars Secrets of the Empire. Lucasfilm, ILM Times Lab, ILM X Lab, and The Void, which is a VR company, today announced a new hyper-reality experience called Star Wars Secrets of the Empire, which promises to plunge fans in the Star Wars universe. Created by ILM... Cross Media, Cross Lab, or X Lab, or whatever. Lucas's immersive entertainment division, in collaboration with The Void, will open at 2 Void Experience Centers at Downtown Disney at Disneyland Resort and Disney Springs at Walt Disney World Resort. Beginning this holiday season, Star Wars Secrets of the Empire will allow fans to move freely in an untethered social and multi-sensory experience, including interaction with friends, fans, and Star Wars characters. So, did you ever see a video from the Ghostbusters?
The one in Mexico?
No.
Or the one...
This was an experience last
year. The indoor one.
It was in Madame Tussauds, and
okay,
it was
yes.
a VR.
About, and I heard a race report, a trip report from there. I want to hate on this so bad. But they're doing practical effects inside.
Yeah, so what's cool about The Void is, like, they take areas and design around those areas for these experiences with practical effects and everything, and they're supplementing the visuals that you can do whatever you want with.
It is your computer, is your video game. However, you're picking up your own blaster, or your typing on a keypad, or you're opening doors, and they're in that environment. It's so cool. Yeah, there's some guys on the Coaster Radio Trip Report show that talked about this, and they said it was awesome that you could, like, pick up this thing, and it was in your hands on your video screen, and put it back down. This is VR done right.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
This is VR done right. Oh my goodness, I want to hate on this so bad, but they're doing it with this company that makes practical things to hold in your hand. And you can go in there with a buddy, and you can see your buddy. It's going to be awesome.
So what's interesting is they say there's going to be Void Experience Centers and beginning this holiday season. So to me, I hear that as We are taking some existing retail or whatever at Downtown Disney.
Yeah, just
Disney.
A shopping, just a mall suite.
Or something, I'm not sure. Or a little bit bigger. I think it'll probably be bigger than a mall suite. And devoting this to the Void Experience Center. So that's what's interesting to me is, like, where is this going, blah, blah, blah. People are like, oh, it's going to go... Yeah, so some people are, like, saying, oh, it's going to go to Disney Quest. And I'm like, whoa! No. Pump the brakes.
But this is going to be a $40 upcharge?
Well,
Downtown Disney and Disney Springs?
Oh, dude. So...
You think, $90?
The Ghostbusters was $50.
Okay.
So. I can see this being $100 or north of $100. Like, easy. Easy. I could see this being... how about this? Do you know what? I could see this being a $70 upcharge with an $85 experience with, like, a dinner at T-Rex Cafe.
Yeah, if they need to bump sales. And the good thing, too, is they can code their next experience while they're still running the other one.
Yep, exactly.
Because you can set up... Oh, no, we even have our practical effects set up somewhere off-site. And then we just move it in, and in 2 weeks, you can change it out.
Yeah, so what's interesting to me also is that this is going to Downtown Disney and Disney Springs, not one of the parks, which means telling me it is a very, very, very low-capacity attraction.
And a third-party company.
It's a third-party company, so it's not getting that Imagineering approval that's needed usually to go into a park. And it's so bizarre, and it came out in the middle of... another reason why I think it's definitely going to Disney Springs and Imagineering has nothing to touch with it, this didn't leak before. Like, this just came out of nowhere.
Like, nobody had to announce it to their buddy to keep their job?
Yeah, exactly. There was no hashtag confirmed or anything like that. So...
Yeah, no, it's going into Downtown Disney and Disney Springs. They've already announced that.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine if you like going to those places. Or doing this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy to me now that Disney Springs got bulked up, and they kind of bulked up Disney Springs in the last... Since they kind of finished the My Magic Plus money at Disney World,
mm-hmm.
that they put all that money into the Springs because they can get more money out of people for... Come in for free or just parking, and then you'll eat and drink more than the $100... You were gonna spend to go to Magic Kingdom.
Oh yeah,
that day.
Exactly, in a much shorter time frame too.
And people think that it's a deal. This is what I don't like about vacationers. This is what I don't understand about you, Middle America. Is you come here and you're like, oh, this is the free one. You drop $200 at dinner at Boathouse. You get four people to do this. It's like $400.
Mm-hmm.
And then you spend more than you did to just go ride Test Track and watch Illuminations.
Exactly.
So it's crazy that people continue to fall for that. And I don't know. It's too crowded. I don't want to go there.
Yeah. So anyways, Star Wars Secrets of the Empire opens this holiday season at Disney Springs and Downtown Disney. I think it's going to be cool. I can't wait to see more about it. I'm really interested to see how long it lasts because they don't really tell you more besides starts this fall. This holiday
season.
It could
be 6 weeks, man. It really could just be. This could one more thing we can advertise on buses and on internet ads to get people to come down.
They may be like, hey, let's have it open till Star Wars Land opens. They could be like, hey, we're keeping it open for 6 weeks in order to promote the new film. They could be like, hey, we'll keep it indefinitely open. I'm not sure. Who knows? It's different.
It's a ball store.
Yeah.
It's a different ball game.
Yeah, this is definitely weird. So
and that's what you get, Disney World, for putting a mall guy in charge of parks and resorts.
There you go. So, Lane.
Yes?
Let's head back to our Universal Orlando Resort real quick.
Ooh.
So we have some more information on the new Harry Potter expansion.
The new Potter coaster?
Yes. So we have an official confirmation that the project number... is Project 942. Whoever has Kino, 942.
If you look up Project 942 on the internet,
mm-hmm.
Parkscope.net is one of the first links.
Good. We're getting that SEO, baby. So one of the things is from a very good friend of the site and the podcast, Richard Bilboa, from the Orlando Business Journal, bizjournals.com, the Z, B-I-Z, has some information. So basically, Universal Orlando applied for another permit that reflects 7.44 acres of the park. So this is basically dealing with all the... So here's the thing. Universal Orlando has a lot of ponds. And the ponds deal with wastewater. Well, not wastewater, but like rainwater drainage and, you know, all that stuff. So some of the largest ones are located in Dragon Challenge. So what happened was they applied for some more permits that deal with the drainage all along the backstage areas of Islands of Adventure, all in Jurassic Park, all in Lost Continent, and all in Hogsmeade for drainage, so the water goes in that area. So they've applied for a large-scale development in this area under Project 942. So this is our first confirmation that Project 942 is Dragon Challenge replacement.
Replacement, yeah.
Additionally, we had some information pertaining to Project 942 for demolition work starting as soon as possible. So demolishing existing areas, moving some plumbing, various things like that. So we are very much in the moving kind of scenario right now where things are very active and live regarding this. And it's going to move quick, guys. It's going to be real quick.
Yay!
Yep.
Because this is the 2019 ride, correct?
Yes, it's going to be 2019. I think it's going to be probably one of those July 2019 attractions.
Yeah. Well, that's when they open. Universal doesn't open first of the summer anymore. They open it in the middle.
Well, except Volcano Bay, but...
except Volcano Bay, where they should have opened in July.
Maybe should open in July. Yeah, anyway. So, you got some questions. We have some answers. Does that sound good, Lane?
Yeah, you hit me. I don't have them up.
Okay, good. So, first question comes from... First of all, I should probably put myself as Do Not Disturb, otherwise you guys will be hearing all those sounds in the background. My apologies. First question comes from friend of the show, personal friend, Mr. Jonathan Green from Inside Universal. He asked, how many times did you guys register for the HHN 27 sweepstakes?
0 times.
I registered once because you're only allowed once per day.
Are you going to register again tomorrow?
Yes, which means I'm playing into their hand. Next one comes from Indiana Jones, John. Indiana John Adventure, great name. From Mrs. Haggis Hilson on Twitter. Is amazing news sarcastic? Yes, it was. It was joking about how we didn't get any Halloween Horror Nights news today.
And it how was
we,
fine.
And how we said we would. So
we did get our hopes up.
We did get our hopes up. It's all our fault. All of our fault. Next comes from Alex the Show. Alexander M. Bush asks, with Los Angeles... as it stands, most likely to be receiving the 2028 Summer Olympics.
Which got confirmed.
What do you guys think may happen for Disneyland Resort and Universal Studios Hollywood?
I think both of those will be running at full speed as adult playgrounds, as people our age continue to get a little older and have kids and or not have kids. You're going to want to go play somewhere that's not the real world. And, you know, it's not like our generation's going to go play golf or afford to travel around the world like you'd want to. So Disneyland will be open. Universal will be open. It'll still be fun. I think both of those parks will be in full swing because it's not like the population of LA is going to go down.
That's true.
What's cool about that is the next 3 Summer Olympics are all in Disney cities.
That is true.
So you can take your Disney family with your Disney wife, your Disney kids, go on your Disney vacation to the Olympics as well, which Paris is 2024. I think that's going to keep that resort open for 10 more years.
Possibly.
It's going to help turn the turnstiles.
Yeah. So for me, I think Disneyland's going to get that third gate before then. I think that's pretty clear what's going on. They're definitely going to get that third gate going.
In 11 years?
I think they'll have a third gate. Oh, I think they'll have third gate plus parking available in 11 years. Totally.
Okay.
100%. I think new Tomorrowland, I think they will do refurbishments to all the major attractions. I think they'll probably add something new in Fantasyland. Probably something where the motorboats are at. Maybe finally replace the submarine voyage. I'm not sure. Major improvements in California Adventure. Again, this is like 11 years from now. California Adventure, probably some new attractions somewhere. I'm not sure. I mean, there's a bunch of work they can do in Paradise Pier. So, probably some stuff out there. Yeah, well, it's Paradise Pier right now, so we're going to call it Paradise Pier.
I haven't got to rant about that.
Okay, go ahead and rant.
Just fine.
Yeah.
You don't have to go Pixar-ing it up.
Yeah.
You did a great job, Disney, to make DCA wonderful, and now you're trying to make it less wonderful.
Keep it as is. Don't worry about it.
No, add new stuff, but don't take away the stuff that makes it good.
Mm-hmm. So, sorry, Lane.
If you take away some random seaside amusement parkness and turn it into more Pixar-ness, it just turns into Disney Parks TM, not this is DCA.
This is not DCA. Okay, so next question comes from Matt Clark. He asks, has Sean been on the Justice League ride at Six Flags yet? No, I believe he has not.
I haven't either.
Okay.
And I've heard I would like it, but again, Six Flags, 6 miles from my house, kind of still don't want to go.
Next question comes from Sam Zimmerman. Asks, am I the only one who hopes that stupid skull isn't on all the merch? I think he's talking about Halloween Horror Nights 27 with the kind of Day of the Dead merch.
Skull will be on all the merch.
I think that's going to be one of their main. So I have breaking news from Derek Bergen.
Yes,
it was actually a news item we forgot to mention
on Twitter.com.
It's a news item we forgot to mention. But guess what's back at Volcano Bay?
Tacos?
Yes.
Oh, did I tell you in that whole snafu, I got an email talking about the unique foods.
Yeah.
At Volcano Bay.
Yeah. So we have tacos back. Thank you, Mr. Derek Bergen.
Good. Tacos are important.
Tacos are very important. Next question comes from Rob himself, 79. Rob J. asks, what's your favorite kind of pie? I like bumbleberry. Lane?
I don't even know what bumbleberry is.
I don't think I've ever had bumbleberry.
I like peach. Peach is good. Apple is good. Chicken pot, also just fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I would go with peach.
Yeah, I mean, talking about dessert pies, I think.
Okay. And I'm talking about fried pies, not baked pies.
Okay.
I don't know if they have fried pies. I don't know if you're too far.
No, I know. From the Midwest. I mean, like, fried pies are like smaller kind of like individual servings, right?
They're basically a full taco with delicious pie filling, yeah. And then they drop it like a donut.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, like, yeah. It's not widely available in the North, but I've had them before, and they're here.
So I'm going to go with a peach fried pie.
From
the Varsity, specifically. Scoop of vanilla ice cream.
Of course. I still have my Varsity hat that you gave out at your wedding. I still
nice.
Have it. From your wedding invite. I still have it on my thing. I am a huge fan of cherry, like my dad. I Ooh. Also really like apple pie. Like, really like apple pie. And I like peach pie. I mean, really, there's no real bad pie. I mean, like,
you know,
really.
What's good about pie? Pie crust.
Pie, yeah. If you got a good pie crust, you're owning. That's my thing. It's like, that's half the battle. I mean, it's like, yeah, if the pizza toppings are really good, but if you don't have a really good dough, then it's just game over. So,
yeah.
So, update. Second from Derek Bergen. He sent us a photo. There's a carne asada taco and a pulled chicken mole taco. I think that's what it looks like. It's hard to read it, but it looks like carne asada. And a pulled chicken mole taco are now available at Volcano Bay. So, awkward. Next question comes from In the Loop Kenny. He asks, what happened? My Twitter must have acted up. I'm so excited to hear about this lineup this year. What houses are y'all looking forward to most? This is the joke that we're talking about the Halloween Horror Nights 27 announcements.
I can tell you what I'm excited about is Ash versus Evil Dead and whatever crazy original stuff they want to throw at me.
I think that's fair. I'm excited for The Shining. Huge, huge fan of that. I am excited for the originals. I am excited for Stain Scream. I am excited to have some food at Finn's. I'm excited for some drinks. I'm excited for everything. I'm excited for Bill and Ted. We haven't talked about Bill and Ted yet. I'm excited for Bill and Ted this year because everything's
There's
been on fire constantly. Yeah.
I'm excited about that too. I don't know what it's going to be. I'm going to watch it.
I have a bad feeling that it's going to be Academy
it's
of Villains.
It's going to be some dancing masks.
It's going to be some dancing. It's going to be some dancing people with some sign spinning. So. Okay.
Sign spinning.
Next question comes from Matt Morris at Matt D. Morris on Twitter. Is Mario Potter expansion enough to combat all the D23 announcement this year? Is 4th/3rd gate needed to compete?
I think our official stance on this is why do we have to compete? Mm-hmm. Why does it have to be a versus game? They're not NFL teams. They're both pretty cool.
So, my thoughts on it... Oh, sorry.
Tide raises all ships.
To a certain extent, yes. Yes.
Tide raises all ships. If Universal gives people one reason to leave Disney for a day, or Disney gives Universal people one reason to leave for one day, then everybody's going to do great.
Mm-hmm. So my general thought is that a lot of the announcements on D23 are dealing with the effects of Universal Orlando becoming... So the issue is this. Universal Orlando has been building up their profile quite a bit, and then opening Harry Potter kind of brought that linkage for like guests to come by, and now they're like, oh my god, they have a Spider-Man, they have all this stuff here. And it just kind of opened up this whole entire floodgates of people who've never been to the resort before or haven't been in a long time versus people who've been to Disney World constantly over the past few years.
It's good to stay there.
Yeah.
They did such a good build-up leading up to the IOA stuff, and the resorts are all awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Cabana Bay's awesome, and you can walk. You don't have to take a $20 shuttle bus 45 minutes to get to the park. You just go walk for 20 and you're there.
So my thoughts are that a lot of what Disney announced is still not going to be opening for the next 4 or 5 years. I think personally that a lot of the stuff is a response to Universal. Like, this is just them kind of going, come back. Like, you know, there's stuff.
It's them spending money back in the parks.
Yeah, exactly.
And not using the parks as an ATM or putting money in infrastructure or putting money in the springs. It's, no, we'll give you all rides. Like, you've waited 10 years, 15 years. Here's Toy Story Land. Here's Star Wars Land with two rides. Pandora was part of that. Like, okay, Disney had to start building rides again.
Yeah. And, I mean, a lot of the attractions are great. I'm super excited for them. But, like, this is a huge response on Disney's part. So kind of pushing it back, saying, well, now what's Universal going to do? Well, they're very much staying the course. Like, we heard a long time ago about Dragon Challenge replacement.
Yeah.
We know about
they're
Nintendo.
They're still on the one attraction a year plan,
which is great. Because I mean, again, they're still adding as many attractions as Disney is, just up until the 50th anniversary. So there's a Universal Studios project that's out there right now. There's still a third gate. There's still probably more attractions that are in the works that we have not heard about. There's probably still more stuff with the resorts that we have not heard about.
Yeah, they're still trying to bulk up.
I mean, there's still Volcano Bay expansions. I mean, there's a lot going on with the parks. I mean, like, yes, Universal needs to kind of address the situation, and they can't. Here's the difference. Universal doesn't need to get up off their butt and do something like Disney did. They need to just continue going forward
just
and feeling a renewed sense of energy and purpose and direction. So it's not like Disney...
We now know that every 20 years they're going to recycle their studio attractions out.
And let's put it this way. Universal's never sat down thinking that the Orlando market is a mature market like Disney did and thought they could go Blue Ocean with some My Magic Plus. That's never happened. So, as long as they remember that and they keep opening new attractions, everything's good. Okay. Last question comes from Robert Parker at rparkeratl. I wonder if he lives in Atlanta.
He might.
He might? Yeah. Yeah, he does live in Atlanta, Georgia. Who'd have thought?
Excited for Cyclone 4D.
There we go. What did Disney not announce at D23 that you were most upset or that you wanted the most or you want the most? I kind of made it Midwestern sounding, sorry.
That's okay. I would love Monsters, Inc. Family Coaster, and I would love whatever they're doing for Marvel at DCA.
You took Marvel DCA right out of my mouth, so I want to say I want to know what's going on with any new pavilions in Epcot.
Yeah, what are y'all doing with Future World? That's what I want to know. I understand we're two or three D23 Expos away,
mm-hmm.
but still, like, okay, take the front out and put a lush, beautiful rainforest in. That would be nice. Man, that the Marvel ride at DCA is going to be awesome. Hopefully it's not the Guardians ride with IP changed out. Probably going to be that. But who knows? I watched Winter Soldier this afternoon. It's mm-hmm. a great movie. Cap has a lot of feelings.
Yes. Also, I believe that was also filmed in Cleveland.
Some in Cleveland and some in Atlanta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Two great places to film in.
Cleveland. Okay, I think that's it for us.
That is it for us.
Anything to close? How do you feel about the rest of the year? Where are you going next?
I'm going
down to Kings Island.
I don't know if I'm going to Kings Island again this year. I want to. I'm not sure. There was a plan for me to maybe get out to some of the Pittsburgh parks, but that's kind of falling apart. I was going to go with Alan over Labor Day, but my parents are like, hey, Joe, we need to do... So my mom, my dad, my sister, and my birthday are all within 6 weeks of each other.
Okay.
And my sister was in Florida for her birthday, and Labor Day is Labor Day weekend's my birthday. And then my mom's birthday is like a week and a half before that. And my dad's birthday is on September 11th.
Okay.
So I think we're going to probably do a birthday celebration. So I'm not going to go to any of those parks. So right now my plan, what I really want to do really, really badly is I want to see for Cedar Fair to post their whole entire, hey, buy an annual pass now. We'll give you an express pass and an annual pass for the rest of this year for, like, 2018, like buying an annual pass for 2018.
Do you not have a 17?
No, I do not.
Cedar Fair annual pass? Okay. So you're kind of waiting for them to go, we'll give you Christmas for free.
Pretty much. So I'm waiting for that, and that'll get me out to Cedar Point again. That'll get me to Hollow Weekends. That's when I would go with Jeff to Kings Island, maybe. I'm not sure. Jeff's going to be in for a little bit, but I'm not sure about Kings Island with him quite yet because things are going crazy here. But yeah, that's what's kind of going on my end. And plus, I'm going down to Halloween Horror Nights in late September.
I forget about Orlando.
Yeah, it happens.
I'm hoping to get to Williamsburg again before the end of the year
mm-hmm.
For their Halloween stuff. I haven't done one of those yet,
mm-hmm.
Hallow Screams, so that's going to be fun. They opened Oa
uh-huh.
like 5 hours from my house. And
oh, yeah, Oa. Yeah. Rides. Huh.
So I need to make that drive one day, drive in the morning, go to the park in the afternoon, and spend the night at some point. So if I can pull that in August, I'm going to try.
Yeah, that'd be super cool to get a OWA report.
OWA. Yeah, I can do a call-in from there. Well, that's about it for us tonight, Joseph.
Yes.
You want to lock her up?
Let's do that. I just retweeted the image from Derek Bergen about tacos. So
taco update.
Yeah. That's our hashtag taco update. I had tacos tonight. They were delicious. Oh. So, Lane, where can we find you online at?
At Parkscope Lane.
Nice. You can find me at Parkscope Joe. You can find all of us at Parkscope on Twitter. Go to parkscope.net. We have the Parkscope YouTube Tuesdays with Jeff. We just posted the opening. It's the backstage magic of like Disney MGM Studios or something.
And it's
hosted by the guy who did the voice, who did like all the like interstitial music for Doug, the TV show, including the voices of Skeeter and like all those people. And it's insane. So you have to check it out. Alan's still doing the hidden attractions and a bunch of other stuff. So make sure you go check that out. I have a few articles I want to write, but I'm, you know, so burnt out from writing at work that I kind of just come home and play video games, but that happens. And make sure to go leave us a review wherever you can leave us reviews on iTunes or wherever. Give us some good stars. What can I say? So, Lane, do you want to close us out?
Love everybody. Hate everything. Conga lose! In our sweepstakes.
Yeah. You're a winner. My line scared, money broke, money bold, money more, money so sunny, cloud breaker, sound maker, wave runner, wild wonder, funky drummer, you could get it how you wanna, who's a winner, said the dealer, every player, yeah, me, so you say, we will see, player play, A-okay, what you want, how you like, aim high, why not, sun, moon, and star of yours, each and every, all of yours, who's a winner, yeah, me, so you say, we will see, cloud breaker, danger, be big freak. Okay, let's eat. Sweepstakes. You're a winner.